The first thing that I've talked about before and on different teleseminars is, as well as in my live seminars, I always talk about doing a mystery hostess party. And I believe on my website there is, if you go back into, and my website is KarenPhelps.com, on one of the back direct selling newsletters, I do have a mystery hostess flyer in there that you can kind of see what it's like. Basically, what a mystery hostess party is you do the party, you invite the guests, but you give away the hostess awards. And so you would have raffle tickets for people, and you'd give them raffle tickets for RSVPing, for being on time, for bringing guests, for placing orders, for booking parties. And what you do is you give away your hostess award. So you're doing all the work, and you're giving away the hostess award. Now, who do you invite to this? You can invite your friends, your family, acquaintances. You could also invite past hostesses. If you've been in this business for a while, you can invite past hostesses. You could also invite maybe people that had attended other parties. Maybe the hostess doesn't want to come, but you had some really good purchasers. Maybe you had some customers who had purchased over $100, you know, at one time from you. And so those are kind of like a really preferred customer. You could invite some of those people. What you want to do is make sure you get a lot of people. The key to this, too, is make sure you got to do your best to get everybody that you invite who attends to bring somebody else. Those uninvited guests at your party are a great source of getting new bookings because they don't know other people that are at the party. So you want to make sure that everybody's bringing an uninvited guest, somebody that you don't know, and try to increase the attendance at this mystery hostess party. Now, your mystery hostess party, your goal for this is to get bookings. You want the sales, and sales are going to come. You can maybe even, if you have some discontinued products, have a little sample sale or something with some of your discontinueds. But your main goal from this is so that you can get some extra bookings to get your fall started off with a bang. If you haven't done this in a while, one thing that we used to do continually, and probably when I say continually, I'm going to guess that we probably did something to this extent every maybe 3 to 4 times a year. We would work a small flea market, a craft show, a trade show, or any other type of avenue where you can collect names. There's women's expos. But when you do these types of things, some of these things are costly, and you might need to go in with more than one person. Also, depending on how long the event is. I tried not to get tied up into events that were a week long. I never wanted a week long event, and I had a really hard time even with events that were more than a couple days long. I like the events that are just like one day long. Even bridal shows were great to work. What you need to do, but all this is giving you a way to collect names. When you do this, you need to have a great giveaway prize. Don't be cheap on your drawing that you're going to give away as a gift for people putting leads into your basket. Because if your prize is not attractive and they're saying, well, you know, I don't really want to enter the drawing, you want to make it something that if you're looking at that, say, wow, I want that myself. Because when you have those types of things, people are going to put their name into your drawing in order to find out, you know, in order to get that a chance at that prize. Now, the things that you need to have on that drawing slip, make sure that you put on there, have their name, address, daytime and evening phone number, and also their email address. When you're working these booths, you need to stand there and talk to the person as they are filling out that order form or that little drawing slip. You need to talk to them and continually say, have you ever heard about about our company? You know, what we do is we give away free and discounted products. All you have to do is invite me and a few of your friends, and you can earn some fantastic products. Our average hostess earns maybe $300 worth of products, and she pays, you know, $300 worth of products for $100, which is a savings of $200. Now, if she checks a box and you say to her, do you think you would be interested in earning some free and discounted products by hosting a home party? If she says yes, make sure you check the box yes and say to her, we are really swamped today, so I will be calling you within the next couple days to set your date for your party. You're making sure that they know what they're getting into, because this is going to save you a lot when you're making these calls afterwards, especially if you do big shows. I mean, we've done shows where we've gotten 400 or 500 leads. You don't want 400 or 500 people that slam down the phone every time you call them. You want interested people. So the more you talk and the more specifics you give them about your company and your business, the easier it is going to be to solicit positive results from them. Now, this is something we used to do continually, and it is a great way to just pick up some extra leads. And we used to work the hair salons and nail salons. And I want you to just think of the last time you went to a hair or nail salon, and that's where I see them mostly. But how many of you have went there and you've seen a drawing for somebody? It's usually for something like Bally's or Victani's or an exercise salon, and they've got this drawing for earn a free membership. What this is this is giving. They're collecting names. That's all they're doing is collecting names. And you can do the same thing. What we used to do is we would have a cute little drawing box to collect the names in, and we would offer the salon owner some free products. So you decide how much it's worth for you and on how busy, depending on how busy that salon is. We would offer her some free product to have the drawing box there for a few months. What you want to do, though, is you don't want to leave those names sit there in that drawing box. You want to make sure you're going and collecting the names weekly so that you can call the interested people immediately. But maybe say that you're going to do a drawing. Maybe if you're going to leave the box there for 2 months and you're going to be doing the drawing in 2 months, and again, have some kind of prize, whatever the prize may be. They might be getting a $50 gift certificate for $50 in free products, and maybe give the salon owner another gift certificate for $50 in free products. Again, on this drawing slip, you want the name, address, daytime and evening phone number, also the best time to call, and have her email address.